Raider Nation. I'm Bess, and this is my third season with football's fabulous females. Dance has always definitely been a passion of mine, but another passion that I have is going up to my lake house in Tahoe. I'm a total Tahoe girl. I love skiing, I love snowboarding. Then in the summertime, I love to go jet skiing and boating and just laying out and relaxing on the beach. Raider Nation definitely makes it enjoyable to be on the field. Just their passion for the game and their passion for us as well. I think the best part about our fans is that they're not just fans on the field, they're fans everywhere. You'll go to events, charity events, and you see the same fans, you know, supporting the Raiders, supporting the Raiderettes, so it literally is like a family. My favorite and most memorable moment as a Raiderette would definitely have to be the moment that I became a Raiderette. It was a life-changing experience. I immediately felt excited and overwhelmed. That moment is the pivotal moment, obviously, of what has brought me here and what's allowed me to have all of these great experiences and meet all these wonderful women and just continue being football's fabulous females. Raider Nation, I'm Raiderette Bess, and I look forward to seeing you from the sidelines.
The Raiderettes will be taking part in Sunday's Salute to Service game, where the Raiders will be paying tribute to active duty personnel along with our veterans. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Let's see what Jeanette Thompson has for us this week in our community corner.
Thanks, JT. From 1965 to 1978, former Raiders wide receiver Fred Biletnikoff dominated the field with his extraordinary hands and speed. He was also named the MVP in Super Bowl XI. Today, he remains close to the Raider family, hosting two special annual events that aim to do some good in the community. This past offseason, celebrities, Hall of Famers, and several Raiders gathered to take part in the 9th annual Fred Biletnikoff Hall of Fame Classic at Ruby Hill Golf Club in Pleasanton.
We are here for the Biletnikoff Foundation to raise funds for a new Tracy's Place of Hope.
Fred and Angela do a wonderful job of bringing lots of Hall of Famers, lots of former players, lots of Oakland Raiders, lots of people who are interested in supporting their project, which is a wonderful thing that they do to help young children who are at risk. But while we're on the course, we're just having a good time.
This is a really great function. This is one of my top ones, and I try to, you know, attend it every year.
It's nice, and we got a little breeze, so we're out here to have some fun, and that's what we're doing.
An occasion where all of us can get together and reminisce and have a good time together.
Hopefully we're making a lot of money for the foundation and put a few smiles on people's faces.
Anything to do with kids to help them make it easier for them, you know that you give them a chance and know that somebody really cares about them. That's what we're doing.
Last week, the Biletnikoff's Celebrity Crab Fest marked its 12th year of generating donations for a great cause and awarding scholarships to local deserving students.
It got started with Tracy Biletnikoff to raise funds for kids in need. We have crab being flown in fresh from Washington. Lincoln Kennedy's our master of ceremony. Steve Wisniewski, Mr. Allen's coming here tonight. We have a whole organization coming on out to support the Biletnikoff Foundation. We could not be more grateful.
I'm often asked what stands out as one of my fondest memories of playing with the Silver and Black. And without a doubt, it's family.
It's a lot of fun. It's terrific. People have been backing us for so many years, helping us with the events that we put on and being part of it, and helping us financially. So it's really good.
A main focus of these events is to help fund Tracy's Place of Hope, a residential program for at-risk adolescent girls. Aligned with Konania Homes for Teens, it's a program that keeps Fred's daughter's memory alive. And the Raiders family is happy to support the cause. Back to you, JT.
Quick reminder to all Raider season ticket holders, the campaign is up and running early in, and you may win. Your opportunity, if you get in the game an hour before kickoff, you'll be qualified to win some great prizes. Do what I do. Wrap up the tailgate and try to get in there an hour before the game begins. And this Sunday, one of my favorite guitarists, Joe Satriani, will be performing the national anthem. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silverman Black Productions.